This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today, we are speaking with Micah Singer. He is the Managing Director of Teammate Technology. How are you doing today, Micah?
Doing great, Don. Nice to be with you.
Micah, for our listeners, can you give a little background of the company?
Yeah, briefly, and I think we'll go into more detail in the conversation, but we've built a technology, the Teammate Connector, that integrates Microsoft Teams calling with any PBX or SIP trunk.
That is it in a nutshell, and that's very descriptive. To carry on with that, there are quite a few options out there, I think, for integrating business phone systems with Microsoft Teams. And it sounds like you've got a really nice compact one that's pretty universal. Can you break them out a little bit and help our listeners try to focus on some of the options they have?
Absolutely. And that's one of the common, maybe I don't know if it's a complaint yet, but frustrations, service providers need to understand the various options that are available. So really it breaks down along two main category lines. One are integrations that natively use Microsoft Teams. They use direct routing. They use the tools Microsoft provides and the licenses Microsoft requires. And this is, you know, there's different ways to do it within that world, but essentially the Teams user gets to use the Dialpad and the contacts and everything in Teams, all the features in Teams. And then to a varying degree, with our integration, it allows them to also use their PBX, their phone number, the soft keys and notifications from their PBX, and even portals. On the other side of the equation are the Microsoft Teams has a whole application service software development kit. So there's a lot of apps. I think there's almost 1,000 in there. So applications can embed browser pages, and browser pages can have things like Dialpads in them. Many people, probably most notably Cisco WebEx, has done this. It's an embedded trigger generally to then a SIP soft phone that is outside of Microsoft Teams. So it looks like a cross launch. You start in Teams, you end up outside of Teams. Less expensive, easier to deploy in some ways, but doesn't work as well because of two clients are implicated, and on mobile, it's a really rocky path. So a little harder to use it, but you don't have to pay as much. So those are the broad options and categories. We focus on the native integration, you know, the more expensive, more user-friendly.
So it always boils down to the experience, and how do the business users experience the difference between these options? I mean, you know, like what are they going to see and feel?
Well, you and I have been in this industry for a long time, and you know, I can think many years ago, you know, seeing soft phones or soft clients, and then when mobiles came along, it wasn't long before people were trying to build applications that were phones on mobiles, and so this has existed for a long time, and a lot of people have used it. What's really changed in the user experience is ease of use. So there's always, you know, how few buttons can you click to do the thing you want to do? How intuitive is it? Things like banners when you get a voicemail or notifications when you want them are really important. So Microsoft, to their credit, has built in Teams a lot of the integration tools and also the notification tools like Activities Feed that we use. So users can experience something that works more like what they'd expect. For instance, I get a voicemail on my PBX. I get a pop-up on my mobile phone from Microsoft Teams. It says I have a new activity. It's a voicemail. So just little things like that really bring it right in front of the user. And that's really, you know, that better user experience is possible because of the controlled Microsoft Teams environment that we're using.
Now, we hear a lot about direct routing. Why is that making such a big difference?
Now, direct routing was announced in summer of 2018, and that was really what got me excited about Microsoft Teams. It seemed like the opposite direction of Skype for Business. It made it very easy to integrate third-party systems. And you know, we all have third-party systems, PBXs we've used, trunk service providers we use, phone numbers that are out there in the world. So they created a path to do that and have it work natively within Teams. So the next thing that needed to happen was people had to start using Teams, because if no one's working in Teams, direct routing doesn't matter. So now fast forward about 2 years, I remember I was really excited when they announced 13 million daily active users. And most recently they've announced 115 million. So the market is just quite large, and most service providers and distributors are being asked, you know, how do you integrate with Microsoft Teams? And because of direct routing, they can say our phones integrate.
We don't actually hear too much about the Microsoft Graph API. How important is that to what you're doing with Microsoft Teams, PBX, and the integration itself?
So I think about it when direct routing was announced, you know, sort of opened the door to SIP. The Microsoft Graph API has really opened the door to all the other, they're incrementally doing it, but it promises to open the door to all the other resources in Office 365, the system that's used by maybe, I think it's pushing 300 million people around the world. So what's this information? I mean, these are, again, being able to put information in there and take information out and to create workflows. So for us, we do two things in our integration. One, we activate the direct routing and the dial pad. But what we also do is we allow service providers to build an application in Teams, and we use the Graph API to communicate into that application and out. So when you get a voicemail on the PBX, the reason the notification pops in Teams is because we're pushing it through the Graph API. When you push a soft key in Teams, the reason the PBX knows to do that feature code is because it's pushing out via the Graph API. I'm really excited about what they've done so far and how we've been able to integrate it with a PBX, but there's a lot to do still. Some of the key features aren't exposed yet all over Office 365, including calling. But Microsoft seems to be on a path to openness. So opening up the SIP channel and opening up the API and the information in Office. And both are very important to what we're doing. I mean, this is the bottom line.
Now, TeamMate has announced that they're going to be going into Europe, Australia, as well as interoperation with several additional PBXs. What will the impact of that be with their announcement? What impact do you think it'll cause?
Microsoft Teams, if you look at recent numbers, the adoption rates are highest in a bunch of markets around the world. The highest are US, Canada, UK, some European countries, and Australia. Where they're Teams users, there's people who want our integration. There are PBX users who want to connect the two. So that's led us to want to be in those markets. As Teams expansion continues, we'll continue to expand. Also, you have an existing PBX. So the second part of our announcement was about additional PBX systems are supported. So we've had a lot of enterprises and resellers already work through, and we've documented how to work integration with Vonage and RingCentral and 8x8, and I think there's 34 others on our website now. And this is really our applicable market. Our system works with SIP cloud, SIP on-prem systems. So what we're saying is, hey, if you're already using those systems, and a lot of people are, you can connect into Teams using TeamMate.
Why is TeamMate well positioned to meet the market needs for Microsoft Teams and telephony integration? Maybe you could explain that a little bit for us.
The future's hard to predict always. But what it seems, I mean, there's a few component parts I've covered a bit here. One is really understanding how to work with the range of Microsoft integrations. So provisioning via PowerShell and Microsoft Graph API, understanding how to build and maintain and break down direct routes. Also understand, so we have that knowledge and we've continued to develop on a pretty aggressive trajectory to use it. As the Graph API opens up more, we'll be able to do more. And service providers will demand we do more to make it a richer experience for their users. On the other side, we've started to integrate into individual PBXs to automate provisioning of endpoints and other sort of operational tasks that all service providers need to do to set up. And again, it's a skill practice we have. So it feels like we're in a good position because our trajectory is in demand, like integration with Teams, and we have the skills to deepen in both directions, sorry, into the PBX or contact center world and into Microsoft APIs and PowerShell. Good skill set.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more, Micah?
On our website, it's the best place. We've just rolled out a new website and more info there. Easy to contact us. It's teammatetechnology.com. We welcome questions. There's information. There's hopefully some answers up there already, so you can answer your basic questions and then just contact me about price, and that's absolutely fine. You can reach me at Micah, M-I-C-A-H, at teammatetechnology.com. Anyone and everyone is welcome.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Micah Singer. He is the Managing Director for Teammate Technology. Micah, you guys have found yourself a real sweet spot here, haven't you? I mean, this is a real dream to be in the middle and assisting one of the major communications and or platforms to integrate with the communications companies around the world. Congratulations on that.
It's fun. I mean, there's a lot of work to do. There's a really resourceful marketplace that's coming up with other lots of different ways of doing it. But it's really it's been enjoyable to see the growth and to hear what service providers need and be able to respond to them and delight them. That's a really nice place to be. So thank you, Don.
Yeah, thanks for your time.